Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And you guys, we have to laugh because we've been talking about Bethany Ever After. How long, Mary? I feel like all of 2020 at this point.
I was so excited. I'm like, as soon as we finish our Beverly Hills recap, we are going to go into this Bethany Ever After. So then, you know, of course, we wait to the very last minute to watch these things.
And I'm like, Mary, there's only season 2 and season 3. Guys, so just FYI, you can watch this on Peacock. It's free. You just have to sign up. I think if you have like Xfinity or something, you even get ad-free. I'm not really sure, but whatever. It's on Peacock. It's free. So I'm like, Mary, there's no season 1. We only have season 2 and 3 of Bethany Ever After. What the hell? Like, where? I'm like, Bethany? Okay, the devil works hard, but Bethany works harder to try to get rid of that entire season of getting married.
No, I was like, okay, no, let's just buy it. We said we were going to do it. And then we're like, well, we don't want to make people buy it too. Like, okay, fine.
And also, I'm cheap as hell. I'm not buying Bethany show.
Like,
okay.
I'm pretty cheap, but I was like, I'll buy it. I really wanted to see it.
Okay, so we're like, well, we got to do what's best for everyone. You know, we're such pillars of the community.
Yeah, we're always thinking of everyone but ourselves, you know?
Okay, so we watched, you know, season two, episode one, Bethany Ever After. It's called Hoppy Trails to You. You know, they just had the baby. And I was like, oh my God, this episode is awesome. Like, I was so freaking jazzed on this, like texting Courtney, Team Jason. Like, I was like, he's such a gem. Like, we were like, okay. So then we start recording the podcast
yesterday. Yesterday we took it on. We're like, we're going to take it on. You know, I feel like it's just very in line of who we are, of like, whoops, didn't do our research, season two, here we go. And then we're like 5 minutes into the podcast and we start talking and I'm like, yeah, it's just so weird. There's no season one. And then I'm like, hold on. I do recall seeing another Bethany show. So that's like basically as we're live on, quote unquote, on air, I like look into the Peacock app. You guys, they renamed season one differently, okay? Season one is Bethany getting married. Season two and three are Bethany Ever After? ?
It's all free.
Yeah, so you guys, it's there. It sits there under a different title. And listen, because we're so stupid, we're giving you two for one, okay? We're recapping them both. And you can decide at the end if we should continue with season one or we should continue recapping with season two.
I am already partial to season two. I found this the season two episode one that was better to me than the Bethany getting married. So
I agree.
I'm glad we got to experience both. And we're going to talk about both.
Yeah. I think it's also because it's like, you know, season one's – okay, first off, too, I was like, oh, these are like going to be, what, 20-minute episodes, like, you know, a half-hour show? You guys, were we all watching an hour of Bethany every week? Like, this is exhausting.
Yes, we were.
Exhausting.
Yes. And she was like – she's still herself but so different, too. Did you think that?
Yes. Like, I felt – it's really interesting to watch her because it's like she has all this confidence, but she's also so insecure and she's so defined by her past that it's actually like not helping her with her future. And I'm like, what I want to say is like, hey, Bethany, your past is not a personality trait.
This man, Jason Hoppy, I can't wait to see.
Where does he turn?
Because I don't know where it is. It's not in season two, episode one. I'll tell you that much.
You guys, I've been waiting. Like, I'm telling Mary, like, you're going to turn on him. He was awful. Okay, we're watching this. I'm like, he's not so bad. What happened?
This is how I remembered him. Like, I literally, let me just, like, read some of my text messages to Courtney yesterday.
Please.
I love Jason. I love his parents. He's super close to his family. Team Jason. And she's like, your taste is horrible. She's like, this is an hour of Jesus. How did we ever sit for an hour of Bethany? I was like, I'm loving this. She's like, God, I wish we had access to season one. I was like, Jason is a gem. I don't see anything bad. Oh, Courtney, oh my God, she's so tiny. The bra shopping? She's like, I'm 1 minute in. Oh, the green tea. He shouldn't have worked at Skinny Girl. Hire someone, Bethany.
I was like, we don't usually do live commentary to each other either. We usually like wait until the episode
I have the biggest crush on Jason. Jason, he's so good to her. And then she's like, his family does not like her. I was like, I didn't get that vibe at all. I was like, they just want to experience the grandchild and the loss of a son. And then Courtney's like they want to love her, but she won't let them. They are nothing but nice to her. No, I know. I was like, I loved it so much.
If only there was a season one. And there is.
Yeah.
So I think let's like recap the first episode and then we'll go into the second because obviously so much happens in between.
Right.
But let's just start with one, which again, I'm like, where does he fall short? Because I don't understand. Bethany comes on. She's so strong. Like, she's so witty. She's so fast on her feet. And she has a comment for everything. Like, she really does know it all, you know?
She's very, like, a New Yorker, very, like, sharp, quick-witted, says, and very open to saying whatever she feels. And, you know, I think he just comes from like a more simple background, more reserved, being polite, like, and he's really a family man. And I think probably in his head, he was like, this woman has no family and like, we're going to make our own family and she can be a part of my family, like with my mom and my dad. And Bethany really doesn't want to go leave the house. She doesn't want to have a housewarming party. She
doesn't want friends. She doesn't want the fame. Like, but it's
she wants the fame. Like, yes. She's in this fashion show. I mean, they had Heidi Klum, Kim Kardashian. It was the red dress fashion show, which was for
Robin Roberts was there. It's like kind of like seems like local, not local New York celebs, but New York celebs at the walk in. And I believe it's for, I'm going to get this wrong, but I want to say it's for like an AIDS foundation,
nope.
Maybe.
Nope, I'm pretty sure heart.
Yes, something red.
It's not AIDS. It's definitely okay. Not AIDS.
That could be right. Yeah, but I thought it was like funny. She's just so, everything is just, it's a mile a minute. And I think when you watch her on Housewives, because she's just a part of a cast, like she's 1/6 of the cast or something, even though she's very front and center, it's not always about her. So like having an hour, you're just like, whoa.
Like, and they also had a whirlwind relationship. So they were engaged after 11 months. Then she gets pregnant. They have the baby. Like they basically...
She gets married and then they have the baby, right?
They didn't know each other for more than 2 years before having this baby.
Well, I'd say even like less than that, probably.
No, I know. Probably 11 plus 9, 18 months.
Mm-hmm. 1.5 years. but it's just like, and then I'm thinking, okay, her friend Lauren comes in before the show. She's getting, and I'm like, and Lauren's also on season 2, episode 1.
Yes, yes.
But I'm like, who is Lauren? We don't see Lauren anymore. Like, what happened to these friends?
All these friends. We did keep seeing the one guy. He's appeared for years with her. The one guy. No, you don't know. Okay. Wow.
Kevin the driver?
No. Oh my God. I forgot about him.
He's not here yet.
When we did the flashback or like when we watched season 2 and the nanny is like hilarious. I remembered her.
I don't remember that. Wait, in season 2?
Yeah. You'll get to see.
How many episodes did you watch of season 2?
I would prefer, I think, to do... We'll let the people decide, but I think season 2 is going to be better than season 1. Let's keep talking about the Mi Casa, Su Casa. So, okay, the fashion show, and then, like, you know, Bethany's business is booming, and she needs a new assistant, and she's interviewing these assistants. And it is literally... so hilarious. Like Nicholas or Napoleon Dynamite, like he's back. And I think they do a food tour together.
Oh my God, I would love that. Them talking about falafels and knowing all the places, I was like, wait, I would love to go to these places with you guys. I would love to go to any place right now. But I was like, he just seems so nice. And Jason was like very worried about it. He's like, no straight men. And he's like, well, you love to walk around naked. Like, he's just saying, like, what if I had a 19-year-old nanny? She's like, great. Or Brazilian nanny. She's like, great, I could get a wax. And I'm like, Bethany, always on her toes. Always has something to say.
I wonder what his apartment was like before. Like, she said, like, she got crabs from it, you know?
Like, she called it, like, the chlamydia den.
I can't imagine him living in such a grimy place, though.
But she is always consistently, like, reminding him, like, I'm the rich one. Like, I, like, leveled you up, like... You should be so lucky. She literally says in episode 1 of season 2, like, how did you even get me? Like, she says that to him. Like, she's always been, like, emasculating in a sense of, like, I'm sure he lived in a regular New York apartment. Maybe it was a studio. Like, New York is expensive. He seems like he was a regular guy with a regular job. How did they even meet?
They met at a nightclub.
Thank you.
Yeah, they met at in the club.
Oh, in the club. I wonder which one it was. Boutique?
It could have been.
The Regency Club? Like, wouldn't that be just so perfect? But so, you know, he's saying, and listen, I actually don't disagree with Jason, but I feel like with Bethany, you always have to make it think it's her idea and not, like, demanding of something because she's the only one who's allowed to demand something.
She is demon. She truly is. It's all about her. And I quite frankly, I can't stand her, but I love her too.
Oh, same. Like I love to hate her because she does so much good. Like, I think her charity aspect is wonderful, but she's also somebody who's like likes to show what they're doing with the charity, and like, you know, she's just always front and center. But I think Bethany is great, and I actually think she'd be really great in politics, like small town politics.
Okay, I can see that.
I just think she'd be very adamant about what she wanted to get passed. And I just feel like at some point as long as everyone's like, you know, it's in favor of it, people would be like, oh my God, just go away. I'll give you my vote.
Seriously.
You know?
She would be knocking at your door.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about range dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. The funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
We also got to see Julie the assistant, which is like, Julie was such a staple in Bethany's life, and now she's gone. I hope she's like married with kids, not assisting anyone.
Yeah, no, I think that she like moved to Pennsylvania, I want to say, because she was getting married and having a baby.
Love that. Okay, and then Max, the assistant. So Max comes in, and it's so funny because her interviews are like horrible, right? She's a horrible interviewer. She's like, what do you know about me? And he basically just cites off all the famous things she's done.
I thought he did really well in the interview. Like, clearly he had done his research. He's like, well, you were a housewife, you know, you have this tequila company, you're married, you're having a baby. Like, clearly.
Wait, I have a dumb question. Mm-hmm. Is Skinny Girl, I've never had, is it a tequila or is it a mixed drink in a bottle with tequila?
I have had Skinny Girl. I do not like it. But it's like already pre-made cocktails in a, like a okay. wine bottle. And right. I want to say it is like, but I want to say like the percentage of alcohol would only be like 14%.
Is that not high?
14% is like the same as wine.
Yeah.
But like, no, but like vodka is like 40%.
Right. But it's a mixed drink though. So that makes sense, right? Mary's doing some Googling right now. We're going to hear the typing. Okay, so they go to sushi, which is always like an interesting thing with pregnant people. Her and Jason, they go, whatever. They've got to plan a wedding. And I just, like, literally when she starts talking about these plans, I, like, turtle up because I'm like, oh, God, I just feel such cringe because it's never just like, let's talk about one thing. It's like, let's talk about everything. Jason, you know, they've got to plan a wedding, but Jason's also talking about the birth plan, and he wants to see the baby come out. And Bethany is, like, disgusted by it.
I agree. Yeah.
My husband is staying at the head, my head, not the baby's head, my head, because you know what? While I'm sure child...
They don't need to see it.
Listen, I have seen it. It is...
You're in the hospital room?
My best friend had her baby, and she assigned me to be the picture taker. I did not want to be in there. I said, please, no, I'm okay. I'll wait out here. And she said, no, come in. So I sat through the whole thing. And then as the baby had popped out, she's like, Courtney, quick, they're putting the baby on the scale. Run. Okay, you guys, I don't take photos. Like, I had like my iPhone, like one. I don't even know what it was. I was like taking a picture. Well, I accidentally looked to the left and I saw everything. And I was like, dear God, I love your child. I do not love this. And I just looked and I was like, Carlos, you stay up there. closing my eyes right now, but I need to open them because I can see it all. Like, the childbirth is a miracle, but it's also just, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. So no, I agree.
He is also so charming, as he said. He's like, it's natural and it's beautiful. And he loves her being pregnant. Like, he's super into it. She's like, he has like a fetish for me. With my, he like tried to like hook up with pregnant women and now he can do it all the time.
Well, and he just, it's again, it's so weird because like he just wants a family. He's like, maybe a second one. And she's like, I always thought when I never thought, and this is like, I don't mean to be rude with this, but I never thought that this would like last because Bethany... Basically, I felt she always wanted kind of like a sperm donor. Like, it was always going to be her and one kid, and hopefully it was a girl.
They seem so in love, though. Like, I would actually say after they have the baby, since we already saw they seem so in love.
It's so funny you say that, because I actually don't see that. I always thought, for Bethany, I don't think she knew what, like, love is. I think it was her always trying to be in love and just, like, in a sense, settling. Not that... Again, we know what he is now. And I've asked Mary, too, but I'm like, where does he turn? Because didn't at one point he shit in her closet? Like, I mean, he took a turn, but it's... He
did get arrested for...
Right, like,
harassment.
He
went... Like, mm-hmm. But... Or did she drive him crazy? Like, could this happen to any of us?
Okay, and I feel like people are going to come... people are going to come at us about Bethany. They are.
Still, but they are still supposedly not divorced. I know, like, that's crazy.
It's crazy because it just, I mean, I think that there was love there and I think that he was a great partner for her at the time because I think he was taking a back seat to her and like letting her shine. And I really think he just wanted the family. He wanted the marriage. He was like a small town guy who moved to the big city. And I think his goal was always to move back to the small town.
Yeah, sure.
And like raise a family. And she said that too. Like, don't you, like, I feel bad that he ended up with me in the sense of like, he should have married the girl down the street. She said that in season two.
Because she would make it about herself. Like, oh, he doesn't even, he just wants the girl next door and I'm the girl from the big city that was raised on the tracks. Like, she feels so sad and depressed. She wants sympathy from her story, which is what bothers me. When I think, like, it was interesting when she went to Dr. Amador, who, God, I love him.
Ugh, God, I love, where is Dr. Amador these days? Because... I would pay him money to tell me about my problems.
And he's like, no, you do have roots. Like, you can't say
that.
This
is in season two, by the way. Oh. Sorry, we're going to be melding everything. He shows up in season one as well. But season two, at one point, they're in a bar where, listen, I would love to be. The Capri. It was called the Capri. I would love to be in the Capri. The Capri looks like my freaking jam. It is the diviest. When a bar serves you in plastic cups, you know. You were going to be blacked out.
It was $5 for two vodka sodas.
Uh-huh. She was like, $5? And I was like, not even in New York could you get one drink for $5. Right. Like, you could not. Like, I was like, that Capri room. Like, I just was thinking the stickiness on the bar. The just drinks, just disgusting. And when she was like, I can't even name an alcohol. I was like, first off, they mentioned Jack Daniels. So don't lie to us, Bethany, okay? Because you sold Skinny Girl to Jack Daniels.
Right.
How it all comes around full circle, you know. But I was like, this place looks like so much fun.
I also miss bars a lot.
Yeah. But I love a dive bar. Like, I will pick a dive bar over everything.
Like, this, when she goes to Jason's town, it's called...
Haverton.
Yes, outside of Pennsylvania. Took them 5 hours to get there, even though it's a two-hour drive.
I think it took them, they said it took them 1.5 hours... to just get out of the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are always the worst. But, like, clearly Jason's mom had told everyone in the town, like, Bethany is coming. Like, they're going to film in the town. Like, it's happening. This would, I was.
Oh, Hazleton, totally, I apologize.
I am
Hazleton.
Totally this mother. Like, I'd be like, okay, so, like, don't tell anyone. But, you know, like, Jason and Bethany are coming to town Saturday. We're going to go to this restaurant. Maybe you happen to be there. Maybe you don't, you know?
Yeah, like, it's all of... What was Jason's mom's name? Do we even know? I can't remember. Anyways, but, like, it's like, you know, they show up to, like... They're at the nicest restaurant in town because Jason's dad's looking at the price, like... Whoa! Like, he's like, oh, God, dollar signs. And she's like... And Bethany's also, I feel like, is, like, playing a character. Like, producers must have told her, like, you are the big city girl.
Exactly.
Just remember that when you're going around in that small, small town. Like, you know, and she's like... Oh, why? Is it expensive? Like, is like I felt like she just was like very rude to his parents when she was like obviously trying to set boundaries, which I understand. But they were just, it's like, you should be so lucky that grandparents want to be in your child's life. And I just felt like, now, do I think that they're overbearing?
Yes.
Yes. But what I meant to say is like the restaurant is like, you know, they walked in and like his mom was like slyly waving to like all of her friends that are like at the table. Like they're at the right in the center of the dining room, like that center table. And like, she's just like,
there's also such like, okay, so clearly Jason literally sees his parents every 2 weeks. He's super close to them. But he also, I think, feels like a guilt and an obligation because his son or his brother, Brian, died in a car crash when he was in his 20s. Really tragic. And that's why Bryn is named Bryn after the brother Brian.
Oh, I didn't actually know that.
Yes.
Wow, that's actually very sweet of Bethany to
do that. Yeah, so like super sweet. So I think, you know, and then now he has created his own family and he wants to share that with his mom and dad. But Bethany in her mind is like, no, this is our family. And like, we now need to keep this family unit. And like, we have to do some things without them, which I totally agree. I think it's just like a hard balance because clearly these grandparents just are so excited. They would literally move in with them if they could and are just so happy. And I think they're happy for Jason that he met a nice woman and that he's starting his own family. Like, I think they're nothing but nice to Bethany and welcoming. And like, the mom's like, I know, like, we have to set boundaries and like, we just want to be there for everything. And like, we know you guys have to create your own life too, but please invite us to everything.
Well, this is also the time before, like, FaceTime wasn't a thing yet. Like, you didn't have Zoom. You couldn't, like, see. So, like, a phone call isn't the same as, like, a video or, like, you know, all these things that they want to be a part of. And I just thought it was, like, so sad. I felt sad, though, when Bethany was, like, you know, and Bryn rolled over and it was so exciting. We celebrate. And then you had to call your mom. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel like that's sweet, though. But, again, I'm not in that position, and I'm sure that there's very much overbearing parents. But at this point, because, again, I don't know where it turns. Like, at this point, they just seem like very much loving grandparents who want to be in their lives. I think if they could, like, afford to live in New York, they easily would so they could be closer. And I also think at some point, too, is like, Bethany is very busy, like, at some point, because she's such a control freak, she has to like let go a little bit of control and be like, Jason, you take Bryn and go to see your parents this weekend. I'm not going to come.
Right.
You know, obviously the baby's a newborn. I get it. Like, and she's very like protective and all this stuff. But it's like, oh man, like Bethany, you carry so much on your shoulders. Like this, I feel out of everything that's going on in your life is like should be the least amount of weight that you carry.
Well, and even, okay, I thought it was super interesting. So episode one, Jason wants to have a housewarming.
Season one or two?
Season one.
Okay.
Jason wants to have a housewarming party. And Bethany, like, doesn't even want to have this housewarming party. And, you know, Julie, the assistant's like, maybe like six couples, like 12 people. She's like, six couples? Oh, my God. Like Bethany literally just says, I would like to be alone in our apartment all the time. I don't want anyone to come over. Like, homebody.
I think she's socially awkward is what I'm, like, gathering is, like, she doesn't know how to be friends. I think that's actually always been a thing with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ramona said that thing on the Brooklyn Bridge, remember? Mm-hmm. Like, you're probably going to lose him, too. And I was like, I think Bethany finds it really hard to trust people, obviously, because of her past, her mom, her dad, all of this stuff. But, like, she also has a hard time, like, making friends. And I almost feel the reason why she, quote-unquote, has friends today, though, is because I think Bethany feels like she's a little bit above all of these friends. Does that make sense? Like when she was on New York in these the most recent seasons, she was the most successful out of all of them. So they're all kind of like kissing her ass.
I know. And I hated that so much.
And then, but just think like, and then when one of them like went against, like when Kristen Takeman went against Bethany, Bethany was like, hate Kristen, getting her off the show. Kristen did not come back that next season.
Yeah. No, it's crazy how she started Roni and couldn't even afford her apartment that she lived in and was like selling baked goods and nobody wanted to eat them
at like Gelson's,
and then she makes this cocktail with Luann.
She owes Countess everything,
and you know she really rises, and we're seeing her rise right now, which mm-hmm. I think
I see she's in the thick of it right now, right
in season two. So that's why I think season two would be more interesting to recap fully. But okay, so anyways, Jason, he gets stuck in Florida because of a snowstorm. Bethany has to have the party without him.
Wait, she's like, you never told me you were going to Florida.
I
And he's like, yes, I did. Like, you don't listen to me. She's like, you never said this. And I'm thinking, why would he, though, plan, if he had told her about it, why would he plan that party that day? That, like, I'm like, Jason, where is, like, the wires, they're crossing? Like, if you knew that there was a trip coming up, why would you plan the housewarming? The housewarming is clearly for the show.
Well, he doesn't make it to the housewarming party.
I was both like being like, okay, come on, Bethany, take it in stride, and also cringing because I could feel how awkward it would be for her. Like, I wouldn't want to do it either.
Okay, I thought this was very strange. Jason's like, my friends are coming in from out of town. They probably have an extra bedroom. Like, they're going to spend the weekend. And she's like, they cannot spend the weekend. I don't want to deal with that. I don't even know these people. His girlfriend might be weird. I'm like, I can't even imagine if you had an extra room and you told your soon-to-be husband that his best friend and significant other could not stay over. I think that is so fucking rude.
I totally agree. And also, that's a season.
What are you doing? Like, what are you hiding at your house? Or, like, do you really?
She just doesn't want people there.
Like, you have to be so on the whole time. She doesn't want to entertain. Where it's like.
She said that about his parents, too, in season two. Like, when she was like, I don't want them coming and staying with us. Like, let me get to know everybody. And I just thought, like, you have to. You'll get to know them by letting them stay there. Like, I was thinking, like, what does she think is going to happen? Like, they're going to steal Bryn's crib? Like, what do they think? Like, what? Because she was like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know them. I've only, like, met them once. And it's like, okay. I'm like, I've had people stay at my house, I feel, that are like friends of friends that I barely know, that I'm like, yeah, like, you want them to stay in my extra bedroom? You're like, yeah, no big deal. Like, sure. Cause like, I know we're all going to hang out all weekend or whatever. Like, because it's just being hospitable. Like, yeah. New York is freaking expensive. And Jason's like, we come from Greater Hazleton. Okay. Like, there's no Holiday Inn close by that's, you know, $79 a night. Like, it's so strange. So
rude. And then that brown tutu. What was that? That she was wearing in the housewarming party.
Okay, I did laugh when he said he couldn't make it. She, like, lays on the bed. She's like, I'm in a tutu. Bethany, you really cracked me up. Honestly, though, I feel like it was just the times. Like, this is what? Like, over 10 years ago? Like, I can remember that kind of tulle. Like, again, I know we always kind of mention our prom, but I think about one of my Jessica McClintock dresses that had tulle coming out of it. Like, it was like you could wear
it. I think it was a bad look.
Oh, yeah. Brown is never a good a good tutu look for me personally, with a black tank. Like, I think she needs a little bit more color. But, and I was like, oh, you're so cute and preggy. Like, I wish you were, like, showing off your belly a little bit. I thought she looked so good in the red dress from the red dress thing.
Do you think that Max, the new assistant, has a crush on Bethany?
Not in a sexual way.
Okay, got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, actually.
Okay, what do you think?
He'd hit it.
Like, I think he has a crush on her because she's, like, successful and he's now on a TV show. And I think he's, like, I think it'd be a story for him to tell.
That Chuck feels like he's gay. Chuck's like, wait, you're not gay? And literally, Max is so offended. He puts his head under.
Well, he said he's not offended. But I smash a lot of girls. That's just what I picture him saying. Like,
I actually loved, like, Jason coming in and, like, hey,
let's talk shop.
Let's fist bump.
Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah, sports. Yeah, sports are cool. Yeah, you like dude stuff. What about do you like a wrench? What about a race car? Okay, this didn't happen, but it just felt. He's like, oh, what was I worried about? This is gonna be great.
I thought it was
cute. I thought so too. And I think, again, it's like, where does he turn? Where does he turn? Because he's a crazy person now. Where does it turn?
I don't know. As of right now, I'm so in love with Jason Hoppe.
Okay, what do you think about the wedding band shopping too? I was like, this is just. I get so anxious every time. Like, she goes somewhere, and it's like, again, I think she's always just. It's like she's trying so much to mask how I feel. Just like she doesn't like. Again, her insecurities, that she's just so over the top that it's like, oh, you want to get it engraved? Oh, should we put F you from our story earlier? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, well, don't outshine me. I'm going to get a band that's better than yours. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, it looks nice. Okay, keep it on. Like, it just was like, oh my God, slow down. Did you not feel that?
I mean, I think that's her personality. She's like on and her mind is going. And she's like OCD and narcissistic and...
Yeah. I did, you guys. I if you miss like nostalgia, I miss Alex and Simon so much. They just are, we took them for granted as these one-uppers, always, not one-uppers, but just like, you know, they would go to an opening of an invitation or an envelope or whatever it was, you know? And it's like, they were so genuine. Like, yeah. She's like, Bethany, I want to throw you a shower. She's like, bridal our baby. She's like, oh, like, you know, she's like, well, whichever one. And they were just like, they were like giving like real advice. I don't know. I just felt like they're just so genuine and earnest. And like, they really did. Alex really did want to be Bethany's friend. Like, remember, she did the Comic Sans skinny girl cocktails, yes, with Bethany sitting in a martini, yes, glass. Again, Comic Sans. Never will forget that. What song is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I liked it. Honestly, like, maybe you can get Candace's producer, Chucky Thompson, to give you a record deal.
Okay.
I know what heals the heart.
Okay, stop.
Okay. I mean, that's like episode one in a nutshell of season one. We could talk a little bit more about... Okay, here's a question I have too, you guys. Cookie does not like Jason.
I actually disagree.
When he like... Okay, so... At one point when they're trying to get out of the city to go to Greater Hazleton, they have to stop because Bethany has to get a cake and the car smells like shit.
They're smelling their shoes. They're like, why does it smell like dog poo?
Now, do you think that's their car? Or do you think they rent a car to get out of the city?
I think that's their car.
Okay.
Just a Jeep.
Yeah. And so she hops out to go get the cake. Did you also notice, too, there was like a line and she just cut it?
I did. And I also, like, they were fighting about who was going to get the cake. Like,
I'll get the cake. She's like, I'm going to get the cake. I was like, what's the cake for? We never even saw the eating of the cake.
It must have been someone's birthday.
Yeah. And so, but anyways, Jason opens the door because he's going to walk Cookie, and Cookie sprints into a store.
But then he was like, wait, I got to watch the baby. Where it's like, you can.
Well, and he's just shouting in the store. He's like, come here, Cookie. Which reminds me, you guys, the other day I was at my apartment and I was going through the back door, which goes into our backyard and just shared space, whatever. And I'm pretty sure my landlord doesn't listen to this, so whatever. But I'm like, I'm walking down the stairs and my neighbor's parent, like my landlord is there, like the parents of, like, you know, they're the landlords. And he has these two dogs who just start attacking me and jumping up. And I'm like, okay, down. Like, okay. One bit me.
Where?
On my leg, like, and I was wearing shorts too, so I was like pissed. I was like, oh, your dog just bit me. He's like, oh, and they're like jumping up on me, and now I'm like a little scared because,
yeah,
you know, it's a smaller dog, it's like a poodle, shorter poodle, but I was like, okay, the dog just, like, clearly I'm like, this dog knows something about me that I don't, because dogs always know. And I'm like, your dog, can you get, like, hello? And he's like, and he did the same thing as Jason. He's like, come here, dogs. I'm like, what the, get, pull them off. Like, I was so pissed, you guys. And I'm like, no, go get your dog. The baby will be fine for 2 seconds.
He could have, but definitely.
I think he was worried Bethany was going to come out and see him in the store. Like, I think he was like trepidation of like, uh-oh, what if Bethany comes out and sees that I'm wrangling Cookie, who doesn't like me?
I don't think Cookie did not like him.
I think Cookie had some suspicions is what I mean.
I don't think Cookie's that nice.
She's not. She's a little irritable.
Yeah.
But I think she knows. Dogs always, they always know.
They always know. I don't know.
They always know. Okay.
Okay.
We'll put a poll up about this.
Okay. So basically, Bethany is asking Jason, like, will you work for Skinny Girl? Like, there's something going on with the production. Like, people are always saying they can't get it. Like, it's not getting to the stores fast enough. Like, you're such a good businessman. Like, you know. And he's like, I don't think
she actually ever said he was a good businessman.
Yeah, she did.
By the way.
Yeah, she did. And then he's like, you know, I don't want to work for you. You know, this kind of just be like too much Bethany. And then it like spirals.
He wants to work with her, though.
Yeah. Then it spirals into like getting a will, like life insurance. And then.
Always to the next level.
And then she's like, well, like, how long would you wait? And I just thought it was, like, kind of eerie, this conversation, yes, because it was, like, basically after Dennis died, she, like, got right into that relationship with Paul. And then she's saying in this, it was just, like, kind
of. Not only that, she was, like, I would not leave. She's, like, I'm not leaving you any money kind of thing for you to be with a new hoe. And I'm, like, oh, my God, this is what this divorce is about. Like, it's, like, hindsight is so 2020. It's, like, oh, God, you know.
And then she forgot she was married before.
She's married and she's been engaged. And at one point, too, Jason goes, engaged three times. And I was like, where's the table flip? Like he says that in the first episode. And I'm like, wait, what? And remember, she wanted to be, what would her life have been like if she married Jason number one?
That relationship there was not love. I didn't.
But
feel
is this
love.
One love? Is
yes.
this
one love? I feel like they were so in love. Like, you know, as they're getting the wedding bands, they're fighting about, you know, like basically seeing the parents so often and the wedding, and they're fighting about all these things. And he's like, we're about to do this really exciting thing. Like, let's table this conversation. Like, we're doing this because we love each other and we want to get married and we're having a baby. And like, just sad. I think they did love each other.
I mean, I don't know. I just also, I'm like, okay, I want to go to Jimmy the hot dog shop. I want to go to Jimmy's. Oh. I'm just like, I think I would thrive in Greater Hazleton, okay? I would
be
love it.
So sick after I went to Jimmy's hot dog shop. Like, I mean, Jason was talking about dad farts, like, and farts are funny. And after you go to Jimmy's hot dog shop, it's all
it's
over.
Fartapalooza.
Oh, yeah. It's all over.
Well, it's so funny. So a girl comes up to Bethany, too, and she's, like, shaking. She's so excited because, again, there's been – if they had the Nextdoor app at that point, there'd be 40,000 posts about Bethany being in the neighborhood, you know? And she's like, oh, my God, I'm such a fan. And you can kind of see in Bethany's eyes that she's, like, annoyed she's being approached. And then the fan goes, you're just so beautiful. And Bethany's like, oh, thanks. You want a hug? You want a hug? Here, come here. Why are you so nervous? Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Like, no, don't be nervous. It's just me, Bethany. I'm just a regular girl from the city. But no, this is a small town. I'm not from the small town. I'm a big city girl. Big city girl. Uh-huh. Jason and I, we're so different. We're so different. We're so different. Do you want to be at my wedding? You want to come to the wedding? It's like, I just felt like it was like, she was so annoyed. And then she was like, oh, a compliment? I'll take it.
I was just like so annoyed of her because she was basically fighting with Jason about being too close to his parents.
And I understand, too, like, there's so much because it's, like, she has such a bad relationship with parents. But I'm, like, you have to, like, just, like, let them in a little bit. Like, give them – like, everything was, like, I felt was, like, a fight. And instead of being, like, yeah, 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 like, even when they were at the dinner table, so they were having dinner, like, at home. And she's, like, what happened with the conversation from last night? You're backtracking. And they're, like, they just, like, they want to be part. It's, like, just tell them yes and then just say you're busy. Or, like – if they come to town.
She's like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? It's like, clearly you have to hang out with them for Thanksgiving. And then she's like, what about Halloween? She's like, well, we have to do some things on our own. I was like, oh, no. I was like, oh, she can't go.
Well, it's also like Halloween's probably like a Wednesday. And the kid, like, you're taking a photo in your house and you're sending it out. Nobody's going trick-or-treating with a three-month-old baby, you know? Like, but I just thought it was interesting, too, where she's like, well, we're going to move. Like, everything was so Bethany. She's like, we're going to move to California. And Jason's and like, my job's here. And that's how she's going to get it. Bethany has a weird isolation tactic.
No, she's always wanted to live in California. Well, and also, so we have Bethany getting married, then two seasons of Bethany Ever After. And the reason.
Question mark.
Right. And then the reason why she stopped that is because then she went to LA to film the Bethany talk show.
Oh, that was in LA?
I'm pretty sure. Actually, I'm like 95%. We can go. Okay. And then that was like such a weird trade too. Like, okay, if you have a second kid, then we can move to California. Like that was the trade.
Well, I think it was also
I did have a friend. She was Catholic and she married a Jewish guy. And they were living on the East Coast and basically she was like, I'll make the kids Jewish if we can move to California. That was the trade.
Did it happen?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. So it started in Los Angeles and then she changed and moved it to New York.
Okay.
So you're right. And I just felt like it was very, and I thought, I was like, see, this is why, like, Jason's parents are just excited to be in your life because when he said, you know, California, blah, 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 and they were like, you have to do what's best for you. Like, we would be so sad. And then I was like, this would not surprise me when they were like, well, maybe we move to California. And I was like, you know what? If they moved to California, though, like, you guys could use that support system. Like, I just think, like, absolutely. Raising children is so hard, regardless of, like, how much money you have. Like, if you can get nannies, and that's great. But, like, wouldn't it be great instead of, like, a nanny that you could have, like, the grandparents would be like, I will watch the kid for you. Like, I would love to have – again, I'm not a parent, so I don't know. So I'm sure you moms can tell us. But it's like, I would like just love for when my I have kids that they have such a close relationship with my parents. Absolutely. Like, I would love that. Absolutely. It's like outside of me too. Like, they get to do all these special things together. And it just feels like she just so doesn't, like, everything is at an arm's length with her that I'm like, Bethany, give in. And I actually wonder too, if she did just like give in, if things would be different. And again, I'm, Jason is lovely in these episodes, and I don't know what happens because I am not on his side at all when it comes to everything. Like, I think, but it's just like, what would be different if Bethany's like, okay, I'm going to like live the family life. What if like when she sold off Skinny Girl, it was like, okay, I'm going to try this family thing. I just think there's so, everything really did happen so fast all at once. And I think she was always a career person first, family second, because of how she was raised, that it was never like, Jason was never going to be first.
No, I agree with that.
Bryn would, because Bethany always, I feel like Bethany always wanted one girl. One child, one girl.
And Jason literally was like, I hope the first is a boy so then we can try again to get the, because she wants a girl.
And it just, you know, it makes me sad watching this back.
They were only married for like 2 years.
Isn't that crazy? And this divorce has been going on for like 7?
But then I was reading some things like that it said the divorce was finalized in like 2016. But she said this year on Watch What Happens Live, like, I'm still married. Mm-hmm. So who... I mean, I think she clearly has more money than him, and just I think she does, like, it's like if she wanted it to be done, she can make it be done.
I honestly don't, but I think it always makes me think of like when Taylor Swift, when that radio host grabbed her butt and she ended up suing him for $1 because it was just more like to make a point. It's like, I think too, like, if you're so like, I'm in the right, like, this is not okay that this is like I'm basically being extorted to pay a certain amount so that he'll go away. Like, this is like, it's crazy. I'm on Bethany's side in this whole thing, like the after part. It's just watching this is like, they did have like a fun dynamic, but I could always just tell it was like Jason giving 70 and Bethany giving 30 in a sense of like within their relationship. Like, it was like, well, we're going to move to LA.
I disagree with that. I think they're just too different. Like, he
wants
times. But it's like he wants to be around people and surrounded by friends and family, and like that's how he gets joy and fulfillment. And her joy and fulfillment comes from being alone in her home. And
yeah, their love languages are 100% different, and they cannot give their, like, your love languages and like what the other person's love languages that they need you to give them are, can always be different. And if you don't adapt to that, then like I don't think it's gonna work. And it just makes me sad because, again, I wonder too, if she didn't get pregnant and things were spaced out a little bit more, like they just got engaged, they got married, Skinny Girl took off, and then like a year or two later they had baby. Like,
oh, I think the baby kept them together even longer.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's just say they got married, had the baby, and then Skinny Girl really took off. Would things be different? Because again, it's a lot of stress of all
ever,
at once.
It ever would have been different. I don't think she'll ever be married, to be honest. I think she'll always have great loves. Like, I think Dennis is a great love of hers. I think Paul's a great love with her. But there's an expiration time for her.
She's interesting. Because I think Bethany doesn't need love. She wants it. And so there's a difference of like how long you're willing to hold on to something. Would you agree with that? Like, between a need and a want? Like, I need you in my life. And she's like, no, I want you in my life. But like now, but I don't need you. And so now, like you said, our expiration date. And you know what? You cannot leave me in the fridge for 2 weeks longer and hope that I'm okay. Okay? The date's here. It's done. Okay. I would really like to make the judgment call of recapping season 2.
I agree with that. I mean, we got to meet Brian, Jason's friend, who drives 120 miles to get his hair done to look like Bon Jovi and wears I Love Hot Mom shirts.
What about the neighbor, Buck, with the erections?
What?
Did you catch that part?
No.
So remember when Bravo used to do these like little interstitials, so there'd be a commercial break, they'd come back for 30 seconds? Well, the parents' neighbors is this older man who's very reminiscent. He's almost like he's a small town version of Aviva's dad.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Does that. So just go back. So it was like one of those like short 30-second interstitials, and I was like, and it was clearly morning. Like, Bethany's drinking, like, a Dunkin', and she's, like, in a bathroom. And she's just like, what? Like, they're in the driveway just chatting about erections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Small town talk. So,
Small town. Just your average Saturday morning driveway small town talk.
I get it.
And honestly, though, I was like, this is kind of fun. Like, I think I would love to go to Hazleton. Like, I'm just like, wait, should we do like a girls trip to Hazleton and go to Jimmy's and the restaurant and the Capri?
I'm okay.
Well,
I could go a few other places.
Maybe the Capri could do like a virtual tour. And then, like, we'll pour ourselves the drinks.
I'm sure the Capri is still alive. I don't know about Jimmy's, the hot dog shop.
It's been there for 73 years.
I don't know.
I just to say, you guys, it was, like, fun watching, like, these nostalgic episodes of, like, from, like, 10 years and on. Like, it's just,
I loved it so much. I fell in love with Jason Hoppe. I'm scared to know what's going to happen next. Where does he turn?
Like, because it's a Bethany Ever After question mark, I'm like, season three, that's what happens. Like, I think I'm still going to go back and watch season one. Like, maybe in the new year, we'll like, keep doing it. Because, again, this is going to be our last episode of the year.
Yes.
So 2020, we're saying goodbye. And obviously, miraculously, 12-1-1 at midnight, everything's going to be different. 2021 is going to start off perfectly. But I think we should continue just, like, watching them. And just want to take this time to thank the jurors for everything you guys do. We love you so much. We wouldn't be here without you. So
it's been a wild, silly ride. We so appreciate you guys so much.
In a year that's been insane, like, one of the good parts has been you guys.
And this outlet.
Reality. Yes. So thank you so much. We hope you have a great end of year with your friends, family, whoever you're spending it with. And we will see you guys in the new year.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.